All right, well, good morning. I think we'll go ahead and get started. Thank you very much for coming today. My name is Robert Helms, and I'm a principal here at Mahogany Bay Village. And on behalf of my partner, Beth Clifford, and our entire team, we are sure glad you're here. Thank you to our creator for a beautiful, beautiful day today. If you've not been to Mahogany Bay Village, just a little bit about the resort before we share our news with you. That is that everything that you see here, as you notice, is primarily made out of wood. The Belizean hardwoods and softwoods are absolutely amazing, the quality, the endurance, all of that. And so we've made a very strategic decision to build with wood. And everything that you see on campus that's built out of wood has been built in less than 3 years. In July 2013, next month, or we broke ground in July 2013, next month we'll celebrate 3 years as a development project. And Beth is going to share some numbers with you so you can get an idea about the size and the scope. But primarily, we'd like to welcome you to our great house. This is the largest building in the project at over 22,000 square feet. This is our lobby. In fact, if you were going to be a guest at the hotel, you would check in right here and then maybe have a beverage across the way. We have a 120-seat restaurant with al fresco dining. We have three bars in the building. We also have a meeting space, conference space, more than 5,000 square feet of conference space upstairs. And this is kind of the hub. And you're the first group to be in the building. So thank you very much for coming. We've been not only getting it ready for you today, but this Saturday we have our first grand open kickoff event in this building. The First Lady of Belize is doing a fundraiser for the Inspiration Center, and we're very thrilled to be hosting that. And so in preparation for that, we thought this might be a good place to meet and have our announcement. So while we're ready to celebrate next month, 3 years out of the ground, our celebration today is specifically about a new partnership and alliance that we're happy to share with you. There's been a lot of speculation for the dozen years that Beth and I have been coming to Belize about when are the major hotel brands coming? Is there ever going to be an international class of hotel? And that's always been a question here. And over the years, we, like you, have probably heard rumor after rumor of that happening. And so we've been eagerly listening, and you have, I'm sure, as well. So right now I'd like to introduce to you our very distinguished guests. We have several speakers this morning that we're glad to have here. Please welcome the Managing Development Director for Latin America and the Caribbean of the Hilton Corporation, Mr. Juan Corvinos.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks to the Honorable Minister of Tourism, to Beth and to Robert Helms, and also the person from the Belize Trade Association. Thank you all for being here. And as Robert was mentioning, there's been a lot of speculation about what is going to become of Mahogany Bay. This wonderful project will be soon the first Hilton Worldwide property in Belize, our entry into the country under the Curio Collection by Hilton flag. We're very proud to announce this partnership today with all of you distinguished guests, and also to applaud the opportunities that this presents for both guests, customers, and employees of the future hotel alike. We have 52 million loyal customers that we are going to be bringing, hopefully, at some point to Belize. We're very proud of this partnership because Mahogany Bay represents what is traditional from Belize, as well as all the good things that Belize have to show to our guests. We're very proud to be entering Belize for the first time in our 93 years of history. We're a very young company, 93 years of history. And we hope to bring the Curio Collection by Hilton with 20 open hotels in four countries to our 104th country in the world where we have presence. Thank you very much, and we hope to be receiving you as guests very soon here.
Thank you, Juan, and thank you to the rest of the Hilton team that is not only here. We're happy to have several gentlemen from the Hilton organization with us today, but also to their tremendous team at home. It's been over a year that we've been courting and talking about the pros, the cons, how to make it work, how to really celebrate Belize. What we love about Curio and the Curio brand is that it is a collection of boutique hotels. No two hotels within the Curio brand are the same. They're very different, very distinguished, very authentic, and they speak to what is local about the places they're in throughout the world. And as you pay attention now, you'll notice there'll be more and more announcements of Curio hotels the team is very aggressively putting together their additional properties. Some are under construction like ours, and some are retrofitted hotels that are getting a facelift and a new look. But what brings them together is the uniqueness of the properties and then the stability of the Hilton engines and reservation systems, and of course Hilton Honors, which is an amazing program. And as you probably know, a lot of folks who earn points through programs like Hilton Honors earn them while they're on business trips and then use those points to take a vacation and to travel. And we hope to be the recipient of that as well, since a lot of the folks who are Hilton Honors members, of course, don't have any idea until today that Hilton is now in Belize. And so that's going to be an exciting part of that. Okay, so I guess we have a quick photo op over here. All right. Thank you for that indulgence. Right now I'd like to introduce a gentleman who is no stranger if you're from Belize, but to the folks who may be watching who don't know that much about this country, tourism is certainly not the only driver here, less than 30% of the GDP of the country, but one of the most important when it comes especially to this market, Ambergris Key. So I'd like to introduce you to the Minister of Tourism for the country of Belize, the Honorable Manuel Heredia, Jr.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, and a pleasant good morning to one and all. A pleasant good morning to all present here today. I would like to welcome our guests, partners, and media friends to today's proceedings. I would like to extend a special welcome to the Minister of State in the Ministry of Trade and Investment, Honorable Tracy Panton, to the Director of the Belize Tourism Board, Ms. Karen Bevans, and to the Mahogany Bay Village team and their distinguished guests. In 2012, with the endorsement of the National Sustainable Tourism Master Plan, we began our path towards our 2030 goal for tourism. Since then, one of our recurrent objectives have remained the need to introduce additional globally recognized brands within our product offering. As a result, today we mark an important milestone for tourism development in Belize. Today, the light shines brighter over our jewel as we announce the arrival of one of the biggest global hotel brands to Belize, the Hilton brand of hotels. The Hilton brand will arrive to our shores through its Curio collection of hotels, bringing with it over 52 million loyal Hilton Honors members, a highly competitive global marketing program with over 16 brands and 50 airline partnerships, and without a doubt, a brand recognition that is equal to by none. Belize now stands to become the 26th destination to host this unique brand. Overall, our country will be the 104th country to introduce Hilton as one of its partners. And the Curio Hotel at the Mahogany Bay Village will become one of over 4,600 Hilton properties that span the globe. I am equally glad to express our appreciation of the business approach of the Curio brand, ensuring that the uniqueness and authenticity of a destination is integrated fully into its design, operations, and overall service provisions. I also congratulate the Mahogany Bay Village Group for its successful creation of this business partnership. I believe this is a natural and organic fit for Belize, and we look forward to this new partnership to evolve into a beneficial, productive, and viable one for all. I would like to end with saying that with 12 months of continuous growth in overnight arrivals, we hope that this new news continues to highlight Belize's readiness for further investment, growth, and development in Belize. I thank you all, and may God continue to bless Belize. Have a pleasant day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Minister Heredia. The reason that we really met the Hilton is a longer story than we have time for, but Juan and I met about 18 months ago, and then completely independently of that, Mario came into the country looking for an opportunity to include Belize on the Hilton websites. And obviously, there's a lot of buzz about this beautiful country, all of the country, and Hilton being the top in the hotel business had their eye on this. And we met Mario because of Beltrade. And because of that, we've enjoyed this process that has culminated today. So it is with great honor that we introduce you to Tracy Traeger-Panton from the Ministry of State, Ministry of Economic Development, Petroleum Investment, Trade, and Commerce from Beltrade. Ms. Panton, thank you.
Good morning. I wish to, of course, acknowledge my colleague, Honorable Manuel Heredia, the Hilton Group that's here, our new partners in this business of tourism and investment. I wish to acknowledge the Mahogany Bay Group, Beth and Rob, our CEO in the Ministry of Investment, Trade and Commerce, Mrs. Masson, our Director of Tourism, who is also here with us this morning, Ms. Karen Bevans, the Director of our investment unit at Beltrade, who happens to be what I refer to as the matchmaker for this relationship that we are about to embark on, Mr. Brian Lane. And of course, it would not be right or proper for me not to acknowledge my dear friend and the mayor of San Pedro Town, Mayor Danny Guerrero, and of course, our partners in the media. I stand here this morning in solidarity, I suppose, with all of us who work so tirelessly in tourism and who work tirelessly in the business of attracting foreign direct investment to Belize. It is a beautiful day. I don't think we could have asked God the Almighty to give us any other day than we've received today, and it's certainly a very proud moment for Belize in terms of in welcoming our new partners in tourism, the Hilton brand. The business of tourism and investment over the years has been a business that have seamlessly blended in terms of the commitment by my government to see our national economy grow. And as you are all aware, tourism is one of our primary sectors in Belize, followed very closely, of course, investments in agriculture and manufacturing and agro-processing. I wish to congratulate all of you who worked to make this partnership not only work together for now, but certainly that will work together for good as we move this project forward. A lot has been invested, a lot will be invested, not only in terms of financial resources, but also in terms of time, in terms of capacity building for the workforce here in Belize. And so it is for us an extremely proud moment. I congratulate all of you, and I give you my continued commitment, Beth, that certainly the ministry, both ministries, and I think I can speak fairly with some authority, Minister, both the Ministry of Tourism and the Ministry of Investment, along with Beltrade, who does all the heavy lifting for us in terms of investment promotion and also investment facilitation, will continue to do all we can to support this investment and all new investments that will come as a result. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Minister, and thank you, of course, for the great support that we've received. For those of you in the international community, when a developer goes into a new country, it can go a lot of ways. And I'll tell you that it's taken us some time to find our path, and we could not be prouder of our relationships with the government. They are hardworking, they have an amazing heart, and that's not just at the highest levels of government, which is certainly true, but all the way down to the folks who help every day to build this extraordinary place. We have a very large workforce of nearly 200 employees, and only two of those folks are not Belizean. We had to bring in a couple of folks with expertise to help train the team here that have done just such an extraordinary job, and I know we wouldn't be standing in this beautiful building if it wasn't for our incredible team, so we'd like to acknowledge them and our two gringos, if you will, our Director of Construction and Development. This is Ken Grissom, and very honored to have Ken, his lovely wife, Virginia. And then Ken spends his time between here and Belmopan, where our main factory is. And here on site, our manager, Pete at Davis in the back. This is Pete. Hi, Pete. Now, Beth and I are in the development business, not in the hotel business. So we are super excited about the partnership with Hilton because they are in the hotel business. To help us make that transition, a gentleman who has done that for lots of people, including the Disney Corporation, Dennis Connolly, is with us. Thank you, Dennis, for your help. And, of course, to the ministers, to the mayor, to the tremendous support we've had here. Our final speaker tonight, or I guess this morning, it may seem like tonight. We've gone on, I know, for a little while, but... I'm very, very privileged to introduce to you the person that makes all of this possible in many, many ways. She would tell you that she's at the bottom of her organization to support everybody, which she does masterfully. She is our president of Mahogany Bay Village Management Limited, and our leader. Please welcome Ms. Beth Clifford.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, and thank you all. It truly is. What a journey we've been on. Is that correct, Robert? Robert and I started coming to Belize over 13 years ago. I think collectively between the two of us, we have over 250 passport stamps coming in and out of the country of Belize. And it's very intentional about how Robert and I came to the country of Belize. Robert and I share a history of over 17 years of real estate development in the United States and Mexico. And we intentionally set out to go find the next in tourism. And we looked hard and wide to go find a market. We spent over 2 years looking for a property and a place that we wanted to go put our life work and energy into. And that included an exhaustive search throughout Central America and all of the Caribbean. And when we finally landed in the country of Belize, we knew that this was our home. We knew that this is where we would spend our time, our treasure, where we would bring our resources and bring our friends and to join together with the country of Belize to build something that we think will be memorable and a legacy for all of us who are here in the room today. So thank you for the opportunity to speak, and I'll just have a few address comments. First of all, I would like to, again, point out and thank you. Minister Heredia, our long-term friend, thank you. Also, Minister of State Pantone, thank you so much for all of your support. Mayor Danny, I see you all the time. Thank you so much. And all of the town council, Ms. Bevins, our Facebook messengers is all the time. Is that correct? That's what I love about her. She's up at 3 in the morning and takes Facebook messages. And, of course, Ms. Mason, et cetera, Mr. Lynn, everybody. Nothing here could have been done by us solely. I look out today, just even at the people sitting who are our friends. Mr. Mena, who's my best friend, is that correct? Yes. Mr. Mena is one of my BFFs. And Ali Harmouche and Chris Koye and Tropic Air and et cetera. We have so many people that we are just humbled to be a partner with you in the ability for us to rise up the entire economy of Belize. So anyways, I'll start with just a little bit, which is Mahogany Bay Village started with a simple question. And the question was, what would hospitality done differently look like? That's how we started. And the answer, we started to put together that vision, and it came to be the following. Number one, it would be authentic, but with a touch of modern. It would celebrate all that's great within the country of Belize, and it would put it on display for all the world to behold. It would create an ethos, a culture of creativity, of inspiring innovation, and with it, a heart that fosters growth, personal, corporate, community, and spiritual. And in the end, this question or this new hospitality would always lean towards the future, towards seeking what is the next. We always strove to break new paradigms, and that was always the intent of Mahogany Bay Village from the beginning. Today, 35 months later, $80 million Belize dollars later, the life's work of five world-renowned designers, 412 local Belizean vendors, and over 210 passionate and gifted team members is now on display for the world to see. This is a borderless community made up of residences, a resort with 205 cottages and villas, a soon-to-be-built, starting next week, sexy Miami pool, a sunset beach with a half a mile of pristine white sand, and a growing village that is home today to eight new entrepreneurial businesses like Polish Salon, Scuba School Belize, and Ambergreens, the first aquaponics farming venture in the country of Belize. And we will have many more exciting additions soon to be announced to come to the village. Plus this, the crown jewel, this building, the Great House. The Great House is a grand lady of a building with deep, deep roots that go back to Regent Street in Belize City and all the way back and beyond to the mahogany and the pine forests on the mainland, and it's been brought to life by the craftspeople of Belize. Today, we are just a dot on the continuum of progress from the past and into the future. Today will be gone in just a moment. But today, this path of progress is all about the core of the human journey that yearns to discover and to improve and grow. Each of us, this is at the heart of the human culture and the heart of what drives us together in our ventures. And I will say today that none of us here in this room would be gathered here today if this land had not been endowed with its beautiful natural resources millions and millions of years ago. Even if a little plane had not landed and woken up a sleeping fishing village in the 1960s. And if a little place called the Holiday Hotel hadn't opened and invited the first guests to discover this beautiful paradise, none of us would be here today. But from there, the rest is history. Today, Belize is revered and cherished. And Ambergris Key is known as that quirky island. That quirky island where we rise early with the sun and we go fishing, where rice and beans and stewed chicken is our lunch with a few fried plantains on the side, where the local potlickers are our best friends in our homes, where sand is our favorite flooring material, and where our favorite minister is almost always barefoot. This is... And may I ask where our mayor almost always has his fanny pack, but is not has it today. This is what attracts travelers from around the world. Curious people looking for adventure, to be surprised, to be refreshed. People desiring to learn about this great country and to bring some of it back home with them. To bring a memory, a friendship, a new way of living, an inspiration. And that's why we're here today excited to join partners with the largest hotel brand in the world, the Hilton brand, and with their soft brand, Curio, a brand which allows us, Mahogany Bay Village, to be authentic to the culture of this great island and to this great country of Belize, and to work simultaneously with a world-class team that is welcoming and will introduce us to 52 million of their closest friends. Through all of this history, there's been one thing that drives Mahogany Bay Village, and that is the belief in the future and the opportunity of this great country, Belize. And that belief continually sustains our energies to persevere and to realize the answer to our original question: what would hospitality done differently look like in Belize? We look forward today to the future of this great partnership, a partnership of three, a partnership of the country of Belize, a partnership with Hilton Worldwide, and a partnership with Mahogany Bay Village. We thank you, and we look forward to the future eagerly.
Well, thank you very much for coming this morning. We're going to get some pictures, including the one that will go out for the Hilton press release, which has now been translated into 15 languages and goes out today. So we'd like to ask some of our esteemed guests to come and join us for a photo, and for the folks in the press who would like that. And then if there's anyone in the press that has questions or would like to interview any of our distinguished guests today, you're welcome to do that. So with that, thank you very much for being here, and we hope this isn't the last time you'll visit us at Mahogany Bay Village.